Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, kids, if you're off of school, because Tommy doesn't think kids go to school anymore.
They never go to school. I bet you Ryan's got kids at home right now. Kids just don't go to school anymore.
Slow down. My kid tried to do a headstand or handstand at school today and landed on her tailbone, so I got like a note from the nurse. I said, why don't you go ahead and drug her up? Like, give her some Tylenol or Advil or whatever you need to give her.
Keep her there.
Make her feel better.
We don't have time for this.
Nope. We haven't gotten into Giannis. We'll get into Giannis in the next segment. And the Bucks with the loss last night in Cleveland. They kept it close for a while. Let it go at the end. Number 23 Badgers improved to 4-0 with their win last night over Southern Indiana University, Edwardsville.
Excuse me, my bad.
But joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, our very good friend in Lambeau Land, he is Ryan Wood. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, yeah, Lambeau Land, back from the Big Apple. How we doing, guys?
Nice, nice. You enjoying it back? I mean, do you have any fun out there in New York? Did you go into New York or did you just stay in Jersey?
Oh, I always make it a point to go into New York. You got to soak up, even a few hours. So, yeah, I walked across the Brooklyn Bridge for the first time, which is kind of crazy.
Did you go to the pizza place at the bottom on the Brooklyn side?
I didn't. No, as soon as I got across, I walked Brooklyn to Manhattan. As soon as I got across, I went to Times Square, had some Carmine's in Times Square, which is phenomenal. Family portion Italian restaurant. The little Times Square. And it was a good time.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, we just had Trevor Thomas on a few minutes ago, and we were talking all things Packers and talking about this game coming up as well. So we'll get to that. But we didn't get to talk to you yesterday. So tell us what you thought about this Giants game first, and then we'll dive into what's going on this weekend.
Yeah. Regardless of all the things that went wrong, and between the offense and defense, they had 9 drops. Passes. There was a lot that went wrong. They got a win on the road when they had to get a win. They could not drop to 5-4-1 with 3 straight losses. They could not lose to another inferior opponent, and they avoided all that for a week. Now, the value of that's really going to be determined this week, right? Like, they did what they needed to do, but now is the time in the season when you have to stop being up and down every week. You have to level your play out, be consistent, and build on these wins. So I think it's full steam ahead to the Vikings. That's going to be really what determines whatever value there was of beating the Giants.
Yeah, so we talked about a complete game, dominant game with Trevor. What do you think a complete game looks like for a Packers team, especially like against a team like the Vikings this weekend?
Yeah, a complete game would be giving up less than 20 points and scoring 30, right? This offense has it in itself to score. They hit the 30-point mark. Seems like they always get stuck on 27 on all these wins. Yeah. But they can get the 30 points, even against a solid Vikings defense. And then, you know, it's amazing. They played 10 games this season. I believe the 20 points they allowed against the Giants was like their fourth most. Like, this is a defense that just routinely does not allow 20 points in a game. And that's stunning. Over the last decade, I mean, how many times have we seen a Packers defense that can even do that? So this is a defense against J.J. McCarthy that should give up very, very little at home.
Yeah, especially, Ryan, in that Giants game, if they get those interceptions, I mean, that game could have just gone crazy for the Packers, right? Like, I mean, if Valentine gets one of those early picks, I mean, that thing could have gone off the rails for the Giants pretty quick. They stuck around, and that's kind of my mind, right? Like, this Packers team is built as the word front runner is like a, you know, some used in bad terms a lot, but they're built to get a lead and then unleash that defense. Do you agree with that? Is that kind of how you see this team being super successful down the stretch?
Yeah, they had that formula down pat to start the season.
That's how they started, right? Yeah.
First five games of the season, every single one of them, they had a double-digit lead before allowing a single point. That's impressive. Now, I do think that there's value in a win like what they had against the Giants, where you give up a touchdown on the opening script. You're down 7-0 before touching the ball, and you got to figure it out. You have to figure out a way in those circumstances to still come out with a road victory. Because as much as they are built with that pass rush to kind of play with the lead and get after the quarterback, it's just not going to happen every single week over a 17-game schedule. You got to be able to do it the other way, too. And they've done it a couple times now. I think of the Cardinals game on the road and playing from behind. And obviously in Pittsburgh, they were down at halftime and came back in the second half and put it on the Steelers. So they've shown that they can do it that way as well. What they haven't shown is consistency week in and week out. Like, yeah. That is what I'm curious to see. Can you string together multiple weeks of solid, consistent, good play? Haven't done that.
Well, and we found that, and Ryan Wood's here with us with the Green Bay Press Gazette on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. What we found out is that is the team's identity, right? Lack of identity, lack of consistency is the team's identity, at least through 10 games.
They are consistently inconstant. And
Nailed it.
Tough. I hate that.
Yeah, you're supposed to hate that, Mason. You're not supposed to be happy with that.
Here's the problem with that. There's only one bye per conference. It is very difficult to string together the four wins that you need in January to make a Super Bowl run if you're consistently inconsistent. So they have seven games now to figure that out. That's why I think it's so urgent that they do, because this is a team designed to make that run, and you can't do it being consistently inconsistent.
Well, let's talk about some of those consistently inconsistent places. What comes to mind is, you know, Rashawn Gary out the gate. You know, oh my gosh, he's, you know, having all these. And then he splits time with Enagbare against the Giants. Like, is he banged up? Is there something going on? Like, where has that production gone in that pass rush and getting to the quarterback?
Yeah, I just think that's who Rashawn Gary's been throughout the course of his career. He's a guy that he's the epitome of that. When the sacks come, they come in bunches, and then there'll be a few quiet weeks, and then you'll have another three-sack game from Rashawn Gary, and then a few quiet weeks. And, yeah, I thought it might be a little different with Micah Parsons teaming with him this season, but it's been a lot of the same. And so he certainly is at the forefront of guys that need a strong – finish to this season a strong closing seven games, because when he's good, you have Micah Parsons on the other side. You're looking at the makings of the best bookend pass rush in the NFL, and that wins in January. When you can put together that kind of pass rush, you go a long way in the playoffs.
Ryan, tell me if you agree with this. I loved on Sunday whenever they brought a little more pressure at times, especially down whenever Giants got into the red zone. I'm a huge proponent. Like, I understand they want to try to get there with four, but they're getting run on a little bit more than they did at times early in the season. And the blitz stops the run as well. And whenever they get pressure often and early, that can be a real, you know, benefit to this team. Do you think this team would serve them well to pressure at a higher rate than they have traditionally throughout the course of the season?
Yes, but you know what also does blitz, that is –
yeah.
Yeah, you know what also does that is getting out to that double-digit lead before giving up a
exactly.
point. Nothing takes away the run game like playing with a lead. That's another reason why this team is built to play with the lead, because if there is a soft spot on – look, this Packers defense is very, very, very good.
Yeah.
It is a borderline, if not legitimate, top five defense in the NFL. But if there's a soft spot, it is the run defense, right? Quarterbacks aren't even trying to challenge this pass rush at this point.
Yeah.
They know that you can run it on this defense at times. You play with the lead, good luck with that, because now you're playing catch up and you can't catch up just keeping the ball on the ground. Yeah, at some point, you have to challenge the pass rush. So, yeah, playing with the lead, I think, is how you – that's the best tonic for taking care of the run defense.
I was just like, I was thinking of a stat, and I don't know if any of y'all have it in front of you, but like, how many explosives has this defense given up this year? Like, I'm like looking at back at game. I'm like, they really haven't given up a ton of explosive plays. That number has to be very low. Do you have any of those stats, you know, available, or do you know any of that off the top of their head? Like where they kind of rank in giving up explosives?
I don't have the number in front of me. Few weeks ago, it was last in the league. I mean, it's very, very, very few. And I think there's two primary reasons for that. First is the pass rush and the fact that you give up an explosive play. It means that quarterbacks have to have time in the pocket for receivers to get downfield. And there just is not that much time on a consistent, regular basis for quarterbacks to do that. But the other part of that is the back end. Xavier McKinney is still Xavier McKinney.
Yeah.
And defenses are not challenging him. And he's most often on the deep middle, where you see a lot of explosive plays. So that combination of the elite pass rush and having Xavier McKinney playing center field is a great way to just it's not going to be explosive plays. It's going to be a lot of checkdowns. What's interesting about that is one of the ideas I've seen on the social media verse bandied around about how to get the defenses to play less two-shell against this Packers offense, and I was surprised how little – the Giants, there was a lot of one deep safety in New York. For the most part, that's how defenses are playing them. One of the ideas pontificated is, well, just throw them out of it with short passes. Just take what's underneath. Yeah, good luck with that, because how many offenses are having success with that recipe against this Packers defense? Jeff Hafley is right. Teams aren't going to win in this league on a consistent basis without explosive plays.
For sure.
You have to have explosive plays. Packers don't give up much on defense.
I don't trust AI, and AI is listening to me right now, so I'm about to like have all sorts of issues in my life. But according to my Google search, the Packers have allowed the fewest 20-yard plays in the NFL this season, a total of 23. They've allowed the fewest 10-yard plays in the NFL this season with 96. They have not allowed one 15-yard-plus run this season.
Wow.
That is just from my Google machine, which I love dearly and I'm beholden to as my lord and overlord.
The film checks that out, and logic, just as I just said, checks it out. Like, teams don't have the time in the pocket to run deep, developing pass concepts. They don't give up a lot of explosive plays on the ground. This is a very, very good defense when it comes to limiting those big plays.
We got Ryan Wood joining the Mason Crosby Show. You can find him at the Green Bay Press Gazette at by Ryan Wood. He's on the Gruber Law guest hotline, the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law.
That works.
I guess we can say it either way.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to the offensive side of the ball. Josh Jacobs gets out of the game, seemingly avoids a serious, like, season ending type injury as far as what we've heard. If he's not able to go, like, how do you see this offense going without Josh Jacobs in the backfield?
This is a great week to have a very solid backup running back, and they do in Emmanuel Wilson. It's going to be a lot of Emmanuel Wilson, and he's one of the better RB2s in the league. He had over 500 yards last year. Very few had a 1,000-yard rusher and a 500-yard backup, and the Packers were one. I think they have a lot of confidence in him. You know, the big question for me in terms of specifically the run game is, can they develop a package with Malik Willis while Jordan Love is still healthy and available to help provide another dimension to this run game? Because it just seems like when Malik Willis is on the field, like that zone read, right, that 16 yards that converted the 3rd and 8, he's got a pop. He runs the ball like a running back. He throws awfully well, too. He's not just a running quarterback. Mm-hmm. But he runs the ball like a running back. Is this a good week where you provide a little change of pace if you don't have Josh Jacobs and try to add some variety to your run game using a Malik Willis package? Is that something that we'll ever see this season? Because it's just, you know, defensively we talk about every defense wants to get its best 11 on the field. If it's the same way with offense, if you want to make a way that you can get your best 11 on the field, sure seems like Malik Willis might be one of their best 11. He's a playmaker. Every time that we've seen him since the start of last year, he makes plays. He has athleticism, and he can break down defenses with that athleticism. I wonder if we'll see at some point, maybe this week, a package for Malik Willis.
Did you hear that, Tommy?
I hate it.
We're not seeing a package from Malik Willis.
Ryan, like, he's – let's just be real. Let's be real, Ryan. Ryan, is Malik Willis a part of the plan of the Green Bay Packers' success in 2025?
He has not been. He will. I don't know that he should not be. This is an offense that cannot run the ball near well enough.
But if he's going to be
– has a very athletic backup quarterback who can run the ball – why not use him for put him a in small a, smattering?
Do you want to put him in a running back?
You want to take Jordan Love off the field?
No. Yeah. For a few plays to help loosen up the run game, why not? We're talking about helping the run game. We're not talking about a quarterback controversy. Jordan Love is the starting quarterback. He's a far superior passer. He's one of the best passers in the NFL. He is going to be the predominant quarterback. He is the passing game. But this is a running game that has struggled mightily all season. And you have a guy on the sideline who does not play, who might be able to help with that, and we're talking a few smattering of plays, I don't see why not.
Is the risk worth, okay, Malik Willis, you can run the ball, let's get a couple of plays drawn up. Well, first of all, maybe it's a tell that there's an 80% chance at running, just like might as well call it 3rd and 2 on a hurry-up for Green Bay if Malik Willis is in the game. And is it worth a risk? Now, we're putting more at jeopardy for Malik Willis to get hurt. And it should that be at least noted? If Malik Willis isn't going to be available to be the backup quarterback, and God forbid something happened to Jordan Love, I don't see any risk-reward to having Malik Willis take more reps. I think of Malik Willis as a guy who does his job. He did his job when he came into New York. I think he's the best backup quarterback in the NFL. So my expectation was the offense wasn't going to miss a beat once he had to come in for Jordan Love. I've seen enough of it out of Malik Willis where I do have trust in him. I want him to continue to focus on his job, which is be ready whenever, and whenever is virtually emergency.
Now, I think that Malik Willis can walk and chew gum at the same time. I think he can be one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league, and the reward of using a Malik Willis package, and this is, again, a minority package. This is a small sampling of snaps, but the reward is that you're adding a dimension to the run game that is sorely lacking dimensions, especially potentially in a week without Josh Jacobs. That is a very clear reward. As far as injuries, look, it's an injury risk anytime anyone plays. Do you want your backup quarterback to be injured? No. But a small smattering of plays, that mitigates the risk with a clear reward. I don't see why not.
So one more real quick before we continue on from this. Trevor Thomas said that they should draw him up for 2-point conversions. Would you be open to something like that?
Sure. And, you know, the other thing with Malik Willis is it's not exactly telegraphing that it's going to be a run play. He throws the ball fine. He's got an arm. So if you got the defense completely selling out against the run, that's even better because he can hit you in the pass. And he can be a guy that keeps defenses off balance, especially if they're selling out in one phase. So and as far as two-pointers go, I'm keeping Jordan Love on the field as much as possible. I'm not in any way trying to pitch for a 50-50 split or anything like that at quarterback. No, it should be 90-10. But – that 10% of its 2-point conversions, if it's just a little bit of spark for the run game, that I see with where this run game has been, I don't see a reason why that shouldn't be the case.
I love this conversation, but I do think that I do think LaFleur is a good play designer and a play, but he's not like a gimmicky, in a sense, not even like a over creative with his plays. Like, it's just more, this is like the system and how it works. So I love the conversation, but I'm not even sure it's even like, you know, a part of the mindset going up there in Green Bay right now, as far as like, we're not going to even try to do this at the moment. But I do think it's interesting. And last question I have for you is, with the Jordan Love conversation, talking about Malik Willis, maybe, you know, having a package, where do you put Jordan Love? Because we talked about this at the start of the season. Where do you put Jordan Love? Let's just say in the NFC. He's clearly right now the best in the NFC North. So in the NFC, where would you rank Jordan Love as far as quarterbacks?
Yeah, I don't know if it's clear. I mean, Jared Goff is maybe a system quarterback, but he runs that system at an extremely high level. And so Jordan Love's not a system quarterback. He has more talent than Jared Goff, but yes, there are times that maybe he doesn't run the system as efficiently as a Jared Goff. I think you got to put Dak Prescott up there with the way that he's played this season. He's been phenomenal. But in terms of just pure talent, I'm not sure that Jordan Love takes a backseat to anybody. You know, he is still young. There's still times that he's an aggressive guy. He wants to go downfield. He'll make some mistakes that you don't see other quarterbacks make. You don't maybe see a Jared Goff make or someone who plays it a little more efficient. But in terms of pure talent, arm talent especially, he's as talented as it gets in this conference.
Yeah. I liked I mentioned it on Monday, I think, with how some of his reactions to the drops on Sunday. Like, I do think his progression is, he holds himself accountable. He's usually cool as a cucumber, and he still was, but it's also like, I don't want him like blaming somebody for a drop or like berating someone, but I do think there is this, you know, this accountability where it's like, all right, guys, like, I'm doing all this. I'm giving you these opportunities. Like, let's take it to that next level. Let's not drop this pass. Let's get this thing going. I want to see that fire out of Jordan a little bit more. And I think I saw some of that on Sunday, and I actually really appreciated seeing, like, you know, like, just a little, like, he was a little furious at a couple of those, those dimes he threw that were dropped. And I think that's a good progression for Jordan Love, for sure.
You know, the best thing about that, I thought, was that no matter how it has to be frustrating. I mean, he was 6 of 13 in the first half with 5 drops and then a 6 that was batted at the line of scrimmage to a wide open Josh Jacobs. That has to be frustrating. No matter how frustrating it got, he kept chucking.
Oh, yeah.
He did not waver. And that's impressive, especially for a third-year starting quarterback.
Yeah.
When you're having a day like that, let's add in the wind, the fact that there are 34-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and he's throwing it on a dime. He's doing his job. He's not getting the help consistently around him, and there's no waver. That's awfully impressive. On top of that, best thing that he did, something that Jameis Winston was just begging to have happen and finally did at the very end. He took care of the football in those conditions at a very high level. On a day that one pick, it felt like, was going to swing that game, he avoided that while he was chucking.
For sure. For sure. All right. Nice. Well, I'm good. Y'all got anything else?
No. I think, you know, it's Vikings week. And listen, I mean, they're starting the gauntlet in the division, but the Vikings aren't very good.
Ryan, would you rather have Malik Willis or J.J. McCarthy at quarterback?
Oh, relax.
Long term, maybe still J.J. McCarthy. There's a reason he was a first round pick, and I think that the Vikings are going to have to be a little patient with his development. This week, Malik Willis, right? Every time we've seen him, he just passes the test.
Yeah,
and
he's done a great job.
You want to tell me that he's any worse than like a Bryce Young in Carolina right now? Like, I don't think he is. Is he one of the top 32 quarterbacks in the league? Maybe the bottom 10 of that, but yeah, he might be. Like, he every time we've seen him, and it's been a small sample, he's looked like a guy that can start games in this league and play, manage an offense, make plays at a high level.
Yeah, it's smooth. It's not not erratic. It's not just like trying to make stuff up. Like, he runs that offense, and LaFleur draws up plays that really suit his game every time he comes in.
What about you, Tommy? Who would you pick?
I would pick Malik Willis. I would. I'm not a Malik Willis hater. I hate
Malik. He's not like a Malik Willis hater.
I'm not a Malik Willis hater. Okay. I'm a talking about Malik Willis hater.
Yes.
I hate that we're talking about Malik Willis.
I agree.
We have Jordan Love as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. If they're not good enough to win with Jordan Love, it doesn't matter what Malik Willis can do on the field. It really doesn't.
Why haven't they been good enough? Why have it's not
something's not because I don't know if it's Love or LaFleur, or a running game.
But they are good enough. They're 6-3 and one.
They're not good enough.
Come on, they're 6-3 and one.
But they're also not better because the offensive line has been horrible, and that is hurt. And the receivers aren't good enough, and the coaching hasn't been good enough, and Jordan Love's play hasn't been good enough. It was great this week, but for 10 games, it hasn't been to the level to make the rest of the team that much better if the rest of the team is going to be this bad.
Yeah, Mason, let me ask you. So when I say good enough, I mean to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like right now the offense is at the level required to be good enough to win a Super Bowl?
No, they're not a dominant offense. They are not a dominant team at the moment all around.
And if it takes
Malik
Willis to make them a dominant offense, like, is that really what we're talking about? Like, do we really
believe? I think Ryan maybe was saying it'd make them, like, they'd give a dynamic piece, because that's another side of this offense. It's not dynamic in any way. It is.
It's a chain reaction.
All right. I hear what you're saying. I just think
it's
in
a chain reaction. Defenses, other than the Giants, I have no idea why they played so much one high. That's just not the book against this offense. So defenses that are not part of 2-9 football teams know that you play too high safety.
Right.
The Packers cannot run the football well enough. It will take away, mitigate their explosive plays that they thrive on. And so if you can loosen up the run, if you can then pose a viable run threat that makes your play action better, that limits the number of too high looks that you're seeing, that can provide more explosive plays downfield, and if Malik Willis can be part of that solution, why not use him?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
I don't see it happening, but it is a dynamic option.
No, to be clear, I don't see that happening either. I mean, we saw it barely kind of start to percolate last season, then it went away very quickly.
Right.
Matt LaFleur, after the game, was asked about it. He was open to it, but not really. It was one of those non-committal committals. I don't see it happening. I'm just saying, desperate times call for desperate measures. This is an offense that has found itself over the past. It was better in New York, but the 2 weeks before that, it was in desperate times.
Yeah.
Maybe get a little creativity.
Yeah, creativity. And again, not something I think we see a lot of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
There, unfortunately.
No, we can all agree on that. That's for sure. Ryan, thank you so much for jumping on today, and we will talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Ryan.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. From the all-pro, future all-pro quarterback of Malik Willis to the current best basketball player in the world, but for how much longer and what does it look like after Giannis leaves the court last night with a groin injury? We don't have word from the Bucks yet, but we're going to come back and talk about what this could mean for our Milwaukee Bucks. 414-677-1250. On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you for our Milwaukee Bucks if Giannis were to miss an extended amount of time? This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.